First up this afternoon, UNC Hospitals, UNC Health Rex, and UNC Health Chatham have announced that they will end temporary age-based visitor restrictions for some areas. Those went into effect over the winter as some of those respiratory illnesses affecting young people had gone way up in frequency. Those restrictions will be repealed starting 7 a.m. Monday, March 25th. That mostly means visitors age 11 and younger will no longer be prohibited from inpatient areas and waiting rooms. It does continue to mean that all visitors with respiratory symptoms will be prohibited from these same areas. For the most part, normal visiting policies will remain in effect for the remaining areas within UNC hospitals. We'll get more into it in sports, but our other top story this afternoon, the UNC women's basketball team advances to the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. It's the third straight year they've made it past that first game. They did have a 9-point lead with about 2 minutes to go, and as per trends with this team, let that lead dwindle late, ended up making it a nail-biter, but in spite of that, they did get the win against Michigan State after leading the entire game. Final score, 59-56. They'll go on to play South Carolina. Well, actually, we're waiting the results of the South Carolina Presbyterian game. We'll actually get you a score update on that in sports. Turning now to development news here in Chapel Hill. It's 1 year on from the demolition of the Southern Season space at University Place. New construction at the Chapel Hill Mall keeps on keeping on both in the main building and on the property's footprint. New buildings off of South Estes Drive and Fordham Boulevard are progressing in the construction. Mall owners Ram Realty have finalized more tenants. Here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell with more details.
University Place shared a release on Tuesday confirming plans to bring the national brands of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams and Chick-fil-A to the east side of the mall in new buildings that are either beginning or are well under construction. Chick-fil-A will rejoin the mall after having a previous franchise on the interior of the main building until 2021. The fast food chicken chain will move into the space formerly occupied by K&W Cafeteria, and demolition of that existing building began in the last 2 weeks. Chick-fil-A will construct a new structure that accommodates a drive-through lane on the property and smaller restaurant space. Meanwhile, the exterior of the future Jenny's building is already largely built on the south side of the property. The popular ice cream brand will fill the 1,000-square-foot space and will be on one end of a green space University Place is calling the Commons. The 15,000-square-foot lawn will be open to the public, featuring different programming during the year and being a main element of the mall's redesigned entrance for foot traffic. Additionally, University Place confirmed a WakeMed MyCare 365 urgent care clinic will become a new tenant of the mall, although no details are public yet about which space it will use. The same can be said for the San Francisco-based Indian restaurant Curry Up Now, which is expected to open in the coming year, but University Place said last summer that will be in one of the new spaces constructed. On the other side of the mall property, construction is continuing on the 900 Willow apartment complex, which has largely finished its exterior and attached parking deck. In its release, Ram Realty said pre-leasing for the 253-unit community will begin this spring, and residents are expected to begin moving in this fall. While the complex is largely residential, there will be some retail elements on the ground floor too. 8 incubator spaces that will offer short-term leases for small businesses. Ram Realty said those are expected to begin leasing in the fall as well. To find photos of the construction, more details about the mall's redevelopment, and more updates University Place shared Tuesday, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Thank you, Brighton. We now turn to campus, where the university's entering year 4 of its 5-year strategic plan. UNC leaders are thinking about how to update its goals and respond to areas that still need achieving. Because of that, UNC announced Wednesday a plan to create several working groups of faculty and staff to help study certain areas. And one of those areas is artificial intelligence, which is something Interim Chancellor Lee Roberts said is one of his own topics that he wants more focus on during his first few months on the job. He addressed this and the AI working group in a webinar earlier this week with the Coalition for Carolina.
I had been saying that nobody was thinking about AI 4 years ago, when they were drafting the strategic plan, but a number of faculty raised their hands and said they were thinking about AI, but it wasn't incorporated into our strategic planning. We're a global R1 research university. We have to have a plan for artificial intelligence, certainly in terms of how we deploy it within the organization and how we use it to optimize some of our processes, but even more importantly and more strategically, what are our research objectives around AI? So that task force is going to be chaired by Stan Ahalt, who, as you know, is the dean of our School of Data Science and Society. It includes a significant number of trustees, faculty, staff. It also includes some alumni who have relevant expertise in the area, and that's an important work stream.
That's UNC Interim Chancellor Lee Roberts speaking there during Wednesday's Coalition for Carolina webinar. The recording of that webinar can be found on the group's social media pages and website, coalitionforcarolinafoundation.org. Time now for sports, and we'll talk NCAA tournament. Top story is the women's team that just got a win earlier this afternoon. You heard it right here on 97.9 The Hill. And Alyssa Usby was a big part of getting that win as the Tar Heels beat Michigan State. Alyssa Usby scored 16 points, grabbed a team-high 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and blocked 3 shots. It's her 16th double-double of the season, and that's the most by any Tar Heel in a single season since the 2008-2009 year. Usby, part of a dominant rebounding effort by Carolina all day, out-rebounding the Spartans 45-27. Let's hear Matt Krause call two of Alyssa Usby's 16 points.
To the left wing, Navar, 5 seconds and four. Spins in, shares it off with Usby. One dribble up over the front rim. It rolls in, swirled around, and then tumbled down.
Again, Carolina with the win, but they made it interesting, as has been the trend all season. Got out to a big lead, 16 at one point. They had it up to 9 with just 2 minutes to go, and then watched Michigan State chip away, cutting it all the way down to 1 at one point, before finally sealing the win with a big offensive rebound right at the end of the game.
Deep knee bend, flicks the right wrist. Will miss the second, but another rebound for Usby. Out to Donarski, and Carolina cleaning the glass is going to move on in the NCAA tournament.
Matt Krause on the call there on the Tar Heel Sports Network. For their trouble, women's team will now face top-seeded South Carolina, who absolutely demolished 16-seed Presbyterian earlier. Final score 91-39. Presbyterian with just 2 points in the fourth quarter. So again, UNC has their work cut out for them on Sunday. We'll have all that action for you here. We do not have an exact game time as of yet. I'll relay that to you as soon as I know what it is. Meanwhile, men's team also advancing to the round of 32. They got a 90-62 win over 16-seed Wagner yesterday afternoon. Big story there is probably reserve Jalen Withers showing out in his hometown of Charlotte. Went for a double-double with a season-high 16 points to go with the 10 boards. And Withers helped energize the Tar Heels after a bit of a sleepy start. In the end, he helped the top seed run away with the game. Here's what head coach Hubert Davis had to say about Withers' contributions after the win.
I think he did set the tone. I felt like in the first half, at times we were out of character. From the standpoint, we weren't finishing the defensive possession with a rebound. When we did, we always talk about making the easy play, limiting turnovers, and I think we had 6 in the first half, and they were all unforced. But Jay Witt, his energy and effort on both ends of the floor really ignited us and got us the lead going into halftime. I mean, he came off the bench, and his production was real.
Hubert Davis speaking there, and Carolina will face 9-seed Michigan State tomorrow in the round of 32. Tip time for that game, 5:30. We've got countdown to tip-off starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow here on your flagship station for Tar Heel Sports. Elsewhere in sports, big congratulations to UNC diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño for repeating as the NCAA Women's National Championship in the 1 meter. After 2 days of competition, UNC swimming and diving in 15th place at those national championships, which continue today. Gymnastics will host the ACC Championships in Carmichael Arena starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow. And baseball has a three-game series this weekend. They've actually got one in the books already. They moved up the start of the first game of the series against Georgia Tech to 11:30 today to avoid this rain that is currently falling, so good move there. They did get the win 5-4 on a Tomas Frick sack fly in the seventh. They'll play again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, of course, weather permitting. Important news from the town council of Carrboro is they've declared today Dexter Romweber Day, expressing their deep appreciation for his talent, commitment to the local music community, and towering legacy, as well as sincere condolences to the loved ones mourning his loss. Dex passed away on Friday, February 16th. At a recent town council session, Mayor Pro Tem Danny Nowell read the resolution saying, quote, "Residents are urged to continue to celebrate the life and legacy of Dexter Romweber and his important contributions to the artistic life of North Carolina, the nation, and the world." And to help remember Dex, we'll listen to a song from his band, the Flat Duo Jets, now. And we will listen to the song, the Flat Duo Jets Anthem, remembering Dex Romweber here on News on the Hill on Dex Romweber Day in Carrboro, Friday, March 22nd. She had love.